Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. That financial freedom plan. We keep bringing that up. 35 years we've been discussing the financial freedom plan, and you know it's amazing. It starts somewhere, but it never ends. Something you're going to decide on your family and, follow through with. If you're successful, you're going to follow through whatever your plan is. Many of you were given the plan a long time ago. It's the 401k. You work, you save, you put it in the 401k. And that's your plan. That's it. Other of you have gone and got financial planners and stuff. And, you know, you go and you sit and you cherry pick stocks and bonds and whatever to try to, you know, speculate what portfolio mix might make it better for you in the long run. But purely speculation, nobody really knows. There's no real way. And in none of those decisions that I've just mentioned, or many others, most plans, there's no cash flow. In other words, your retirement plan has been and is still work until you get old and then try to live off what you can actually save by the time you get old. That's your plan. Work, save, and then the goal has to be die before you run out of money, because you're not making any more money, so the goal is to die before you run out of money. That's basically the American plan. It might be the plan all over the world, although most people I talk to from other countries, they have a secondary plan. The plan is to have lots of kids. And then when you get old, the kids take care of you. In America, you know, we're not even replacing ourselves with kids. I looked at it the other day. Our replacement rate is like 1.7 people per family. That's not even replacing mom and dad, let alone, you know, expanding to have enough kids. I remember I dated a Hispanic young lady one time, and her father told me, he says, yep, they had to have 6-7 kids to make sure there was enough of them around to take care of me when I get old. So there's a retirement plan. You know, it was put in for multiple children to take care of you when you get old. All that is basically an assumption that people make, that those are the only choices. Now, beautiful thing here at Lifestyles Unlimited is I'm going to offer you some other choices. There's some other paths you can take that can beat those as far as what I believe the quality of life. In other words, we're all going to go through life. We're going to have ups. We're going to have downs. This is a long-term path. You're changing the financial path you've decided that you're going to go. And you're going to get on this journey and stay on this journey the rest of your life, unless something knocks you off. And that something might be this radio show. It might be something where your financial 401k might have taken a major hit. You might have had a health scare. Something that told you, hey, I got to do something different, because the plan I have right now is not working. I heard someone say one time that if you're 5 years into whatever plan you have and it hasn't succeeded in retiring you, your plan's not working very well. Well, I don't want to put a timetable on something like that. But I would say that if you don't have a plan that you can see get somewhere within a period of time that you know, and, you know, is that period of time need to be 40 years of work, or can it be a shorter period of time? We've had a lot of people replace their earned income with passive income in much shorter periods of time. So short that I really think that you would have to meet them to be able to believe that conversation. That's why I bring them on in the Tell Del stories. You get to see these people who have been able to come in and replace their earned income with passive income. But to do that now, there is some things you're going to need to know. And there are some factors that need to be true. And so today I thought I'd go through some of those factors with you and try to clear up, you know, what the difference is in that approach to the more traditional 401k approach, or just, you know, hope and pray approach. I want to try to clear some of this up for you. Before I get started on that, I want to share this with you. This is our 35th year anniversary at Lifestyles Unlimited. September is our anniversary month. 35 years now, I've been helping other people find their path and work the journey, right? So I wanted to celebrate, and what I'm doing is I'm going from city to city to city on what I call a listening tour. Really just get back to touch with everybody. I did this last weekend, a seminar in Houston, Texas. I did a case study on Thursday and the seminar on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to do another one in Dallas this week. And let me see if I got the dates for this. The case study up in Dallas will be September 11th. That's Thursday. It'll be from 6 in the evening till 9 at night. It's interesting. We will bring in members to tell their stories. And so we're going to have a single-family panel you can ask questions of and a multifamily panel you can ask questions of. And, of course, I'll be there and you can ask questions of me. Afterwards, these things usually will roll out into some restaurant or some other venue where they can serve alcohol, adult beverages. We can't serve it here, but, you know, we'll go somewhere close by and or where you can get dinner. So it's always a good time. And the networking is phenomenal. You'll be able to meet lots of people. And if I were you and I were looking into this and I was thinking about this journey, I'd want to talk to real people. Yeah, you know, you can talk to my mentors and you can talk to my people. And they're good people. And by the way, everybody that's a mentor for me has worked their way through the system of doing this and retiring themselves. When they got to the point where they had enough passive income, they felt comfortable. Then I'd come and ask them, hey, can you come back and teach and mentor? I don't hire people off the street. Everybody that is working for me as a mentor or consultant is a real estate investor and have many, many, many years of experience in this stuff. So they're good people to meet because they're real. But, you know, if you're the true skeptic, you go, well, these people now work for you. Why do they work for you if they're rich? Very good question. I ask myself that every day, and I think it's because I shame them into it, to be honest with you. I say, hey, look, we helped you before you knew what to do. Why don't you come back and help some other people here? And we have that pay it forward mentality here, the abundance mentality at Lifestyles, that people are here to help each other get to where they want to be. We don't get in each other's way. We help each other move forward. And so you want to meet those people, but you also want to meet the people that are brand new. Hey, you've been a member here for a week, a month, 2 months, 6 months. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? Is it working? Are you on your journey? Which path did you take? Which, you know, did you take the single family path or the multifamily path or the passive investor path? What did you do? What did you decide on? And this might be, for many people, one of the most difficult parts of this is deciding which path they want to take. This is a lifetime journey. And the journey can actually change lanes if you want to. But do you want to start as a single family investor? Or would you rather start as a multifamily investor? Or would you rather just start as a passive investor and hitch your wagon to somebody else's star as some aggressive real estate investor goes out there and does a deal that lets you become part of their deal in return for, you know, some compensation? So when you join up and you go through this class and everything, you're going to learn what all three of these different paths have to offer, what would be required of you to get into these paths, how much work and time and energy and money would take to be effective in these different paths. But you still got to make one, and that's really hard for people. I mean, some people can't figure out what clothes to wear when they get out of bed in the morning. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because my wife, I've seen her change her outfit three times while, you know, she'll say, hey, we need to go somewhere. And I'll see her in one outfit an hour or two before we start, and then I'll come back and say, okay, now it's time for me to get ready with, you know, like 10, 15 minutes to go, and she's in another outfit. And I'll shower and get dressed, and by the time I'm done dressing, she's in another outfit. And you go, wow, man, people can really get fickle about, you know, what they want in life and what they feel like is the right direction, the right decision. So I find myself many times speaking people. I spent yesterday almost the entire day talking to people about two things. Hey, here's a deal I want to do. Does it make sense? And or, hey, where do I go? What do I do? Which way do I go? Those are the kinds of questions people have. That's where mentoring comes in as opposed to just education and information. Don't know how many people have taken a two-day class and came out of it and go, okay, I get it. I get the information. I know. What do I do? And go, what do you mean? What do you do? I told you in the 2 day exactly what to do. Step by step, do this, 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 this. But what they're really saying is, which one? And where do I start? And a lot of people have a hard time, you know, wrapping their arms around that. So that is part of what mentoring is all about, is to have the empathy to help people work through those issues. And I have built up massive empathy over 35 years and thousands of people as customers. And hopefully I can help you make those decisions, because you're going to have to pick a path. Now, I know people started on one path. They started on single family, and they got into that and got really good results, and then later on go, man, I've done so well in this, I'd like to go to multifamily. I've seen other people start with single family housing and go, wow, I really don't like this. This is too small. I want to get big fast. I see other people doing these big things, and they change really quickly. I've seen other people just start with multifamily right out of the blocks. That was where they started, and that's okay too. I've seen other people say, you know what, I think I'll just sit back and watch, go through a few deals with other people, be passive, see how it all works, and then make a decision as to which way I want to go. All of those work. The program is designed to give you that breadth of opportunity, those different options that you can pick from. And what you have to do is pick your journey, right? And then we help you with your journey. Our claim to fame would be, hey, we believe we're the best mentors and teachers out there on this topic. We've been around 35 years. We've got tremendously number of awards. In fact, I told you about the National Apartment Association Awards. Our members have won thousands of local city apartment association awards, state apartment association awards. It's almost, you know, really no fun to go anymore, because we were winning such a large percentage of these awards locally that it almost didn't even seem fair, because you got people, the average person out there goes and starts into real estate, has no idea what they're doing, put it that way. You come here and you start out with massive head start of information. You know stuff that these people could be in business for 4, 5, 8, 10 years and never figure out. And because we have people that have excelled in this and perfected it, you're simply learning what they did and how they did it. And so you are cutting years off of your learning curve to start a new business of real estate. And that's why you want to get in and do something like this. It's really important. And by the way, if you've wanted to do this for a long time, you've been listening to me, I always laughingly say you've been listening to me for 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years, and you just haven't decided to get off the couch yet, then now's a great time to try it, because of the discount price. You can't go wrong. $197 for a year membership for your whole family. And that's husband, wife, kids 18 years of age and younger. And for a dollar more, talk your friend into coming. Their whole family can come in for another dollar. So $198. Get two of you. Split it. Not even $100 a family. Get in here. But I am going to be up in Dallas here. I'm going to be up there for the case study Thursday night, the 11th. You want to be there and be there, be square. Meet these people. We got a single-family panel, multifamily panel. And then Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, I'll be teaching the two-day. And again, like I said earlier, not only will I be teaching the normal information that we want to get you started with, the Fast Start program type stuff, we're also going to do a little look back. Hey, what has changed over 35 years? Where were the biggest problems? What really became problematic for people along the way? And how should you fix that or avoid that? Probably a better word for it. How do you avoid making those mistakes that occurred because of black swan events, things that came about that we had no control over whatsoever, like COVID? I mean, who could have guessed COVID, right? Now, we made it through COVID. A very high percentage of our membership had no problem at all with COVID. I mean, did we get touched by it? Yes. But did it affect us in a way that it, you know, disturbed our business, where it put us out of business? No, very few people did. But we had a whole group of people working at it, figuring out how to overcome this challenge. And we worked together with information and education and government support programs. And we got out there and we did all the stuff necessary. But that's gone. That's past. But man, what did we learn from that? Come see. Come learn what we learned. There's a lot here that I can teach you if you'll just get in here and learn this stuff. So we're back to, you know, me talking to people. And what's interesting is that you would think people that are very, very successful financially, it would be real simple. They'd know exactly what they want to do, but it's not. You know, I talked to a person yesterday, spoke to a gentleman, really, really nice gentleman, his wife. And, you know, the point came up, he said, man, I'm very financially successful, but I was kind of lucky. I said, hey, I'd rather be lucky than smart. I know a lot of really smart people that didn't luck into the idea of buying a bunch of real estate. You lucked into the idea. He had a couple different kinds of businesses. Each one of them were fairly successful or very successful, actually. And so you would think, here's a guy that's very successful. What does he want to do now? And we had to walk through it simply, just like everybody else. Hey, what are you going to do? What does this mean? What challenges, what changes, what options, and what costs are all associated with this? I can have that very same conversation the next day with a person who's trying to figure out how to get his money out of his 401k or his IRA to invest in real estate. They have the same challenges. You know, they're working, or they have different challenges, I'm sorry, but they have the same challenge of, okay, how do I get set up to do this? What is the best first step to take? And then the second step, and so on and so forth. And who do I see? Where do I go? How do I get this done? Those are the kinds of questions that people have in the beginning. And that's what mentoring comes in. I mean, I spend two full days with you, give you so much information, blow your mind out. And by the way, if you've taken it before, take it again, because you'll see stuff you never saw the first time through. But even then, that's where the mentoring comes in. Hey, Dell, what do I do next? Where do I start? Those kinds of things. It's going to make all the difference in the world. So I see that. I look forward to that. When I go to the two-day, I always send out a questionnaire as to what could we do better and how could we help you, you know. And it's always interesting to see what people send back because, you know, they'll enlighten me to where they are and what's got them held back. I like that situation. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. If you want to get that discount, text the word radio to 8877. Radio 88007 and get yourself a 197 membership and another one for just $1. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Curious about today's teaching? Want to know more? Attend a free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. More life-changing principles in moments when the Del Wamsley Radio Show continues.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Retiring America, one person at a time. This is the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Now, more unconventional wisdom from your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. I just got back from teaching a two-day here in Houston, Texas. I'm getting ready to go out to Dallas and teach another one. Thursday night is our case study, and that's September 11th up in Dallas. It's actually in Las Colinas, and it goes from 6 to 9. Incredible opportunity for you to come meet everybody and ask questions of people. And then the two-day seminar, the one you get the most information from, the education, is the 13th and 14th. That's Saturday and Sunday. I'll be up there. For those of you guys that watched it here in Houston, so many people watch it online. You never get the whole thing when you watch it online. You got the kids. I know my dogs. Somebody in the family comes up, you say, okay, I got tired, I want to eat. It always gets interrupted and you miss a lot of material. Watching it online is really difficult way to learn this stuff, It's much better if you could come in person. So if you happen to be closer to Dallas than you were to Houston, let's get in there this weekend and watch it live. If you can't and you watched it online in Houston, let's watch it again. I've read the book Think and Grow Rich 7 times. Each time I read it, I highlighted it. Each time I highlighted it, I found that everything that I thought before I had seen was seemed common sense. In other words, you'd be like watching this, go, I know that because I told it to you last month. But if you watch it again, oh, wow, I missed that part. Or maybe he just put that in. Well, you know, that's the part that you just don't know. You have to be there at a different level of thinking. You can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. So that second and third time of looking at and listening to or watching material really makes a big difference. I know myself, I have to watch things 2 times, 3 times to really get it. Because each time I hear stuff I didn't hear. You know, you're hearing the base information. You're building some type of a ball of corollary. Hey, this is how I think all this stuff correlates together. But you're not hearing the details. Then when you go back the second time, you go, oh, there's one I missed. I need that. So let's get you in here this weekend to Dallas, both for the case study and for the 2-day. If you can't make it live, then let's get online. But let's get there. You need this information. By the way, I haven't brought this up yet, and I said before the break I was going to give you something. We've been advertising $297 for a long time for a year's membership, and I've because of the anniversary, I'm making this offer to you, $197 for a year's membership. The $197 includes husband, wife, and kids 18 years of age and younger. And get this, if you buy that membership, that one-year membership for your family, you can buy another family membership for a friend or relative for only $1 more. That's right. $198 buys you 2 memberships. Hey, I've been doing this 35 years. It's to the point where I don't have a lot of years left, maybe 10 at the most, that I can teach. I maybe live 20 or 30, who knows. But, you know, how much longer can I stand for 16 hours, 8 hours a day for 2 days? Seemed to be no problem this last weekend here. Been in a lot better shape lately because I've been started working out again. Why? Because my daughter's a pro bodybuilder. I went to see her working out. Got me motivated and stimulated. Her husband is a pro bodybuilder. He went to Mr. Olympia this year or last year. So, I mean, you need to get in here is all I can say. But if you are not a member, hey, $197 for a year's membership for your whole family. You can't take your family to eat dinner for $197 for a whole year. Heck, you can't do it more than one meal, maybe two. $197 and you're going to be fed educational information for an entire year. Go to the seminar every month. You go to it multiple times in a month if you want to go to different cities. All over the country we have seminars. You can go all over the country. You can listen online, whichever is more functional for you. $197. It's going to be well worth it. And what you're going to get is you're going to get the basis for making these life decisions. Should I do single family? Should I do multifamily? Should I do passive investing? Which one's best for my family? Why? How? What will be expected? How do you do this? How do we locate and evaluate these deals? How do we negotiate these deals? How do we get them under contract? How do we do feasibility on these deals, right? How do we do the renovations on these deals? How do we lease these things up? How do we operate them? What are the tax advantages that I've heard so much about in this business? All this information. How do syndications work? Is it something I should do or not do? How can I grow my business larger and larger and larger? Isn't there a limitation to how much I can grow my business? And if so, what would those limitations be? And if not, how do I do the things that put me in a position where I can grow like that? All this type of information is all journey-based. If you've made the decision you want to change your life financially and you believe that real estate might be that path, then you want to pick the very best educational program you can pick. And I believe we're that educational program. We've been in business 35 years. No other educational program out there in real estate investing has been around for more than a few years. They come and they go, right? We haven't. We've been around for 35 years. I think we're the best. One of the reasons I think we're the best is back in 2007, I went and won the Houston Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. And I thought, that's pretty cool. And they go, well, Dell, why don't you go out to the National Apartment Association, try out for that one? I said, okay, I'll represent Houston. So I went, and I won that one. So in 2007, I was the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year. And I came back and said, you know what? Here is base knowledge that I have that I'm teaching these people. Why can't we teach to that level where whatever it was that I'm doing that was that successful, why can't everybody be taught that information? The answer is you can be taught that information. The question is, will you use it? Well, many, many Lifestyles members use it. There's 44,000 National Apartment Association, IRO, independent owners. And not all of them try to win awards, but everybody would love to win an award. And over the last 16 years, a Lifestyles member, not the same one, but a member, has won it every year for 16 years. And I think that's quite a testimony to how effective the information is. I mean, obviously, you're not every one of them, and they're not you, but hey, somebody has taken that information. So the base information is that functional. It's that good. Now, are you willing to use that information at a high level? That's up to you. Are you willing to use it just at a low level and get some benefits in your life? Change the direction, the path financially. If you want to, you need to get in on this discount. And by the way, I didn't tell you how to get this. If you want this $197 discount with the extra $1 membership, you've got to text the word radio to 88007. That's right. Text the word radio to 88007. And don't be confused if you hear an ad out there running somewhere for $297, because that's what we've been advertising. This is a special because of my 35th year anniversary, because I'm doing this tour around the country. One-year membership for $197. That's husband, wife, children, 18 years of age and below. And for just $1 more, you can buy another whole membership, another whole family membership. So let's get you in. To get that, you have to text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007 to get in for that price. All right, moving on. You have to make a decision in your life. Do you want to put money into a 401k and IRAs? Do you want to pay off your house? In other words, you work, you save, you've got some extra cash. What do you do with it? If you pay off your house, over 30 years, at the end of the 30 years, you have a house. During that entire time, you never made any money. In fact, you were paying extra money into your house. If you got a 401k, you pay in every month for 30 years. At the end of 30 years, you've got some more money. You got money in there. How much? Depends on how much it goes up or if there's any, you know, bad times, but just in general, say there's going to be more money, okay? Because you saved money. You've worked, you've earned, you've saved. You've worked, you've earned, you saved, you put money aside. But in neither of those situations, whether it be your paid in full house, your 401k, or an IRA, has any of those paid you money? As opposed to where, and by the way, the large chunk of money you have in that at the end is your money. You put the money in there. Now, let's counter that with a rent house. Not to mention an apartment. Let's just go to the rent house. You got a rent house. You buy it. You put a small amount of money down. Typical nowadays, we're looking for $25,000, $30,000 down. This is a typical number that we see time and time again. Some less, some more. But in that number, let's just say, look, you put that into the house. Now, that includes, if you do it our way, the cost to purchase it and the cost to renovate it, because we're using hard money lenders that allow us to borrow the money to do the renovation along with the money to buy the property. So we have very little out of pocket compared to if you went to go buy a $200,000 house, you'd have to put 20% down, which is 40. And if you had 50,000 rehab, you'd have to put another 50. That would bring you to 90, and closing costs at 10, you'd be at 100 grand out of pocket. I'm telling you, if you come and learn our system, you can get in for, you know, as low as $25,000-$30,000. And now you own this property that you bought for $100,000. I'm just making up numbers, by the way. You just can't hold me these numbers. It's just an example. We buy a house for $100,000, and we need $50,000 in rehab. We go to the hard money lender. The appraisal, the after-repair appraisal is $200,000 on the house. They say they'll lend us 75% of the after repair appraisal, which is going to be $150,000. So they'll lend us the money to buy the house and to renovate the house. And then we'd have to come up with a closing cost of $10,000. Now, the more the rehab costs, the more it eats into what the hard money lender will lend us. And at some point, that's why it's not why I'm not telling you it's $10,000 out of pocket, because in many cases, you're going to have to pay for some of the rehab yourself. So it gets to where, you know, you have $25,000 or $30,000 out of pocket to get into this deal. And don't hold me to exact numbers, because they're different in every deal and they're different all over the country and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you get the idea of what we're doing here. We're getting in for a very small amount of money compared to if you did it your way. Now, we now have a tenant that pays for our rent. So we don't pay in every month where you pay into your personal residence, every month where you pay into your 401k, every month when you pay into your IRA. You're paying in out of your cash flow. We're not. Our tenant is paying our mortgage. Our tenant is paying down our debt on our house over 30 years. They will have paid our house off for us. Completely different than you paying your own house off. And what's even better than that, way better, is that we'll have some form of positive cash flow if we've done the deal right. Now, we teach you how to do the deal right. And if you were to go buy something that didn't have cash flow, it's because you decided to do that. If I looked at a deal and there was no positive cash flow or not as much as I deemed necessary to be happy about, I just won't buy the property. So you can't say every one of them cash flows. No, you say the ones we pick cash flow, not every one of them. Okay, just want you to understand that. Some people think that everything is either not believable at all or super simple. It doesn't work either way. It's not super simple. We're doing very complex things to get there. But once you learn those complex things, it's very doable, right? All right. Now, tenant pays it off. 30 years later, the house is worth a lot more because it appreciates, just like the stocks appreciate, just like your personal residence appreciate, this thing appreciates, it's worth more. But what's different is during that entire time, we had cash flow. You didn't on the house, the 401k, or the IRA. Now, there's one more issue that I think is important, and that is, let's say you're happy with your 401k. You're putting money into your 401k, and you go, you know what? I need to retire. I need more money at retirement. They won't let me put it in fast enough because there's no limit to how much you can put in. There's no limit to how many houses you can rent or buy. There's no limit to how many apartments you can buy. You would think there is, but in reality, once you understand how the process works, there is no limit unless you do something wrong, right? Now, there's a limit to you at this moment, but over the future time, over a period of time, you're going to be able to buy more houses, more apartments. And so, whereas you've got one 401k and I have one rent house, I might have five rent houses to your one 401k. All right, let's remember, let's get that membership again and see me this weekend. The membership is text the word radio to 88007, radio 88007. Case study, Dallas, Texas is going to be Thursday, September 11th, and today, the 13th and 14th. I look forward to seeing you all there. Remember, it's not just for some money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.